The UN had a large base there, as did the Sudanese armed forces. So symbolically, for that to fall to the RSF, that would be a huge blow, in particular to the victims of the RSF and their historical Janjaweed, because that was a place where people sought safety and security. And Kalma refugee camp, which is a massive displacement camp during the height of the Darfur crisis of 2005 to 2007, is still there. And it became, not appropriately, but it became the home to people, to victims of the crisis from 20 years ago, who never got their land back. And now they will, the possibility that they would be under the authority of the RSF and former Janjaweed is just absolutely heartbreaking.
In Darfur, we've been hearing for, you know, several weeks now, in fact, months, that, you know, the fighting has spread out in parts of Darfur from the capital. Are most people gone by now, or are there still quite a few civilians living there?
I don't know of mass displacement from Niala in fear of this. I believe that the people have stayed, but I can't confirm that. In West Darfur, where Human Rights Watch has been working and documenting the severe violence and atrocities that occurred in June, we know that a lot of those communities are gone. They were chased out, killed. Many tried to get to Chad. The Chad camps have swelled. Our teams have been in Chad talking to the victims of the West Darfur violence, but there's not a lot of people from the Masalit and other communities left there. You know, I think we can't see this in a vacuum. I think the RSF is gaining ground, and because of the talks going on in Jeddah and the big push by sponsors of those talks to try to get to a cessation of hostilities, which, of course, everybody wants to see the violence stop. But every time, in most places, when you see mediation and negotiations finally getting traction, you see a big surge of violence. And, you know, who's going to pay for that are the civilians, who are most of whom are already displaced and have been victims of cyclical violence for 20 years.
There's a statement that was put out today with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's name on it, warning the RSF against what Washington calls signs of an imminent large-scale attack in North Darfur's capital. What do you make of that?
Well, I'm really glad to see Secretary Blinken making space and time to comment on this massive crisis in light of other world events. There are estimates, not from Human Rights Watch, but there are estimates that over 9,000 people have been killed in this conflict, which has only been going on since April. So I'm glad Secretary of State is weighing in on this. We have been with other organizations pressing the U.S. State Department to determine what level of atrocities have occurred in this war. And so I feel like his statement is giving yet another warning to the RSF. We're watching you. And I hope that means that the State Department will both release its assessment of what has occurred to date and also who is accountable.